Buddy didn't make it. Man, Buddy died for all of our sins in rock and roll. Hey, this is 11L Radio New York International, and yeah, it's a bummer. It's a bummer, but it's not a happy story, the Buddy Holly story. Anyway, thank you all. The show will be posted fairly post-haste. I had fun. If you liked what you heard, please, please reach out to us at newyork9@aol.com, or you can reach out to Dave Boogeyman on Facebook. And if you like these marathon shows, you know, there's lots of lost causes, lost casualties out there with music. We can do a marathon.
And there are you know, other artists who... you know, have an oeuvre that's as large and would, you know, give us a lot of room to stretch out like this did. This is great.
I mean, I would like to do a show for Bobby Fuller, because I'm a big, big...
I would like to do a show for Every Mother's Son.
Every Mother's Son?
That's right. We'd play like 57 times in a row, Come On Down to My Boat, Baby.
I have both albums. I can do a pre-show.
Well, there you go. We got 24 songs at least right there.
I can do a pre-show with that. And you know, or what about we can do a Justin Bieber show after he kicks the bucket.
Yeah, right.
You know? I mean, we can play his songs backwards. And I'll say, I messed up. Messed up. You know,
Selena Gomez, come back, please.
Well, Bieber. Bieber is what, 19, 20?
No, that's his IQ.
That's true, but his actual age.
Probably about 19.
So he's got 8 more years before he can go out with that 27
That's
club.
The magic number for rock stars.
So we got.
But he's really not a rock star.
Well, we got to hope. We got to hope that Bieber just hangs on till he's 27 so we can mention him in the same breath.
How long. Wait. Here's a more relevant question. How long before he gets a. What do you call it? Like one of those celebrity shows? No. One of those reality shows like, you know, Life with Bieber. Leave it to Bieber.
Ugh. You know, I mean, he's on that. He obviously is not as talented as the great Amy Winehouse.
He's not as talented as an organ grinder's monkey.
That's true. I've never heard any of his songs. I really have never heard any of his songs.
No.
I mean, should I go look for something and put it on the radio?
Do you want to chase me out of this apartment here?
Yes, I do.
You're going about it the right way.
I actually could put a Bieber song on, but, you know.
I know. It still wouldn't make me a Bieber believer.
Yeah. I mean, did you see the picture they had? They had that mugshot, and somebody.
Yes, that dressed him up or whatever,
drag,
like Miley Cyrus.
Well, looked like Boy George to me, you know.
Yeah, right. Or a little bit like Bryce Harper with his like hair all pumped up there.
Perhaps. Anyway, we'll open up the phone line 718-238. Right on the phone here.
Andy's talking on the phone.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
Is he? Why don't you entertain? Let me see if I can get the phone. If I can get the phone away from the kid, we could open up the line.
If I hear you abusing him in there and punching him around, do I get to come in there and call 911? Sorry, my friend is beating up his son trying to get back a phone because he's desperate for someone to call into the studio here and give a little feedback on the show tonight. Perhaps tell a Buddy Holly story or talk about their favorite Buddy Holly song.
Yeah,
if you're a musician and you've played in Clear Lake, Iowa at the Surf Ballroom, we would like to hear from you too.
Or if you had a story where you bumped into Buddy Holly when you were a little kid at a luncheonette. Or if you want to make up a Buddy Holly story. We don't believe the facts.
Don't care. We don't. That's right.
Or the day Buddy Holly met Bieber, that would be fine. You know what Buddy said about Bieber?
He said,
"Feh." That was it. Anyway, see, anybody, who's out? Anyone wants to call? Here we go. It's 718-238-1132. 718-238-1132. Do we have any listeners out there? Let's see. Let me check the numbers. Oh, wow. Look at this. Folks stayed with us. We didn't really lose anybody when I dumped the signal. Just goes to show you guys got...
Well, they were so mesmerized by that ending of ours.
Right, or they have no lives. So listen, here's the deal.
I go with the idea that they're mesmerized.
Okay, so here's the deal. Call in, you have no life, or were you mesmerized? We need to know. This is a market research study.
That's right.
And you can say mesmerized, or no life, or what are the choices?
Or all of the above.
Or both of the above, or none of the above, or fill in the blank.
Right, or I play with the above.
Right, right, exactly. You can.
If
do
you're it. Frankie Kara and you're calling in, you could say, I play with the above. That's a correct answer.
And I'll even send you one of your CDs. Let's see, are we on the air? Hey, this is R&I, hello.
Hey, Dave, I fell asleep. That's my excuse.
Well, what's your story? Who's this?
It's Michael.
It's Michael. Yeah, yeah. So Buddy put you to sleep?
No. I'm just kidding.
The Grammys.
No, actually no, reading that
Grammy
long...
I was watching listening to you and watching a rerun of Columbo.
Well, if you watch it backwards, he solves the mystery and then he gets befuddled and he doesn't know what's going on.
Well, that's exactly what would happen if you watch it backwards. Meanwhile, I got to tell you that I never thought I'd ever hear CLI Span on your show. Happy to hear him.
How cool was that, Michael, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, that was never on an album, you know.
Was that not? Oh, that's true. That was on a tribute or a hundred Buddy Hollies.
Well, it was actually on one of those Rarity compilations that came out. They also covered Ragdoll, you know.
Wow.
Really?
How amazing would that have been?
If they had more covers, they would have had a longer career.
I was trying to think...
What are you talking about? They just put out a new album.
I know, I'm
Michael,
kidding.
I was trying to think of the female singer, the British folk singer... Excuse me?
Maddie Pryor.
Was it Maddie Pryor? Why am I thinking there's another British...
There is another female singer. In the original band, there were two female singers.
Sandy Denny. Sandy Denny is the name that's flashing through my
head. No, Sandy Denny was Fairport Convention. Fairport,
that's right. Yeah. She was in Fotheringay, right.
And Fotheringay. After she left Fairport and before she returned to Fairport, she had Fotheringay with her husband, Trevor Lucas.
Right, right, right. So it was Maddie Pryor. I get the two of them confused a little bit. They're the only two that I kind of remember, but...
I lost you.
You lost me.
He didn't get it. He didn't get the reference point?
No, I lost his what Barry was saying.
Oh, I said sometimes I get those two confused, but
well, they are the two big names from the English folk era.
Right, right, exactly.
Yeah,
and the other one was Jackie McShee.
Yeah, yeah.
From Pentangle.
But that was a wonderful, wonderful a cappella version.
It's beautiful. Actually, there's a live version of it that came out on an album called Journey when they reformed. I guess it was 30th anniversary or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was before Tim Hart passed away.
Well, okay.
Well, you don't hear that music on Power Pop Plus too often. That was one of Barry's selections. That's how it got in here.
Well, that's why I like Barry so much.
Ah, well, to know him is not to love him. But anyway,
I'm the... I'm the little spice here sometimes.
Now We Are Six.
Really?
Which was their sixth album, and they actually added a drummer for that album, a sixth player, so they had a double entendre for that. Now We Are Six. They did To Know Them Is To Love Them.
Ah, really? Interesting. Interesting. So, Michael, what's going on in your world? What's happening with Old Westbury Web Radio?
Everything's going along, just muddling along there. Have a good time. Let's see, what did I do? Anything special on yesterday's show? Not that I remember, nothing really special. 2 weeks, will be the anniversary, well, the day before the anniversary of the Beatles, or 2 days before the anniversary of the Beatles and Ed Sullivan. I may do a complete Beatles show then. I may even play the entire show, the Ed Sullivan show.
Yeah.
Have it.
But you're not doing any Buddy Holly? 55 years.
I might do Buddy Holly next week, but frankly, I haven't decided yet. I don't know if there's going to be a show next week. Certainly will not be a live show. If I get a chance to pre-record, I will do it. Otherwise, there won't be a show. Yesterday I previewed the new David Crosby album.
Oh, that would be interesting,
okay.
Yeah.
I had an opportunity to see David Crosby at the City Winery.
Yeah.
And
Are you going, or did it already happen?
No, I think it's coming up, but I said
yeah,
no.
He's got four shows coming up, if I'm not mistaken. One of them is not sold out. The one on February 1st is not. The other three are sold out. He sent over a copy. His publicist sent over a copy over to the radio station. We don't get too many new albums there, and they sent us one with a press release. So I played it the other day. It was mm-hmm. great. Best thing he's done since his first album. I wish I could remember. What is it called? If I could only remember my name.
Right, right, right.
So you took the CD home with you, right?
Yes, they gave it to me. No, the station manager had it and said, listen, this is for you.
You're an old fart. You'd like this stuff.
Exactly. I don't know if I was to be complimented by that or just... I just took it because I wanted the gift, you know? So.
Oh, that works. That works. So yeah, I just was not that enamored with his career, for some reason. I mean, the quick thing on Crosby is I just finished reading The Wrecking Crew, and when they did Turn, he was told to have a seat in the control room and not to sit down in the studio. Roger McGuinn.
Go. I don't remember exactly.
Yeah, he was told to have a seat. He freaked out. He didn't like it. And, you know, McGuinn, because he had one of the only 12-string guitars, I should say, at the time, he was said, yeah, okay, you can do the solo. And the rest of it was the Wrecking Crew, and Crosby fumed in the booth.
Well, you know, I think his career with the Byrds was checkered to begin with, wasn't it?
Right. He wasn't one of the mainstays.
No. Well, and I don't think they were too upset when he left, and I think they probably were surprised at the success he found after he had left.
Well, you hook up with Stills, Nash, and Young, it could be you also. You'd be a star.
Yeah,
you know?
He was an underrated songwriter.
Generation, how cool those four were during our era.
For a while, but then I lost interest. I mean,
Up until, I'd say, 1974 or so.
I don't know. I saw them.
But you could say that about a lot of bands.
Well, particularly Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. They were very dated. I mean, I saw them in '69 direct from Woodstock at the Fillmore East. Very cool. And, mm-hmm. and then I saw them in the 80s at Radio City Music Hall. And they were good, but I don't know. It the magic wasn't there.
You know, people tend to forget, though, what incredible solo careers they went on to, really, after CSNY. Neil Young, but Stephen Stills had his best work with Manassas. The Manassas
I think
album.
Some of his best work with Manassas as well.
I think the double album with Manassas might be as good an album as any of the four of them ever put out, and certainly one of the high peaks of the 70s
well,
for me.
The stuff that Stills did, that early stuff.
Love the One You're With.
No. Before that.
Oh, Buffalo Springfield.
Before the Springfield, Stills did something.
He was with some folk band, the Agogo Singers.
No. Stills was with Mike Bloomfield.
No, that was just a one-off.
The Super Session.
The Super Session, and that came after CSNY.
Did it really?
Yeah.
I thought Super
Session.
No, Super Session came when the Fillmore was open, and that was after Buffalo Springfield.
Okay, so
another guffaw.
Well, I thought so. It sounded good.
It all sounds good out of your mouth.
Yeah,
the part that was given to Peter Tork.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. Peter Tork got it, and Stills didn't.
Tork and Stills.
Really.
Oh, Tork was Tork threw the biggest parties around Hollywood in those days.
I don't know. I mean, I was never invited.
Really?
Trust me.
They just never thought to invite me.
Yeah, trust me, Michael.
I never held it against them.
Anyway, Michael, listen. So you liked the show? You had fun tonight? You know, you got all your ironing done? You know, you ironed your underwear, your socks.
Did get my ironing done.
Good. That's what we're here for. We're here for you.
Music to my ironing.
Background music of your life.
That's and I'm going downstairs, Michael.
Soundtrack to my ironing. You know, one day I'm going to put an album out that, you know, the greatest hits of ironing.
Right.
And it'll be all, you know, power pop.
All right. Michael, it was good talking to you. I'm going downstairs to make sure I floss before bed, okay?
I haven't seen the new studio.
Oh. Well, that's your fault. Come on over. You're invited every other Sunday.
You know, I'm going to take you up on it one Sunday.
Well, please do. Please do.
I will do it. Anyway, listen, you got to get other calls. I'm tying up the line.
No, I just want to go to sleep soon.
Right, and I'm going down to floss, as I said.
See you soon, guys.
Michael, be well.
Take care. Be well.
Bye-bye. Hey, that's the great Michael Mann from Old Westbury Web Radio. We'll open up the phone call since Michael yammered. Did I say yammered?
Well, he's a dentist, and he can't talk to the people he's, you know, with because they have things in their mouth.
Oh, it hurts.
So,
I like the Beatles, I like the Kinks, the Stones.
There's a man who's very socially needy. I mean, if he can call us after the show and talk for 50 minutes, he's socially needy.
But we don't have cotton in our mouths.
Right, which is why, you know, it's really interesting. That doesn't mean we don't have cotton in our heads.
Right, exactly. Cotton Eye Joe here on Radio New York International. Hey, listen, the phone is open. You have 2 minutes to call.
So rush now.
Rush. Fools rush in. Hi, who's this?
Some weird joke.
Hey, you got to turn down your radio. Come on, you gavone.
That's right.
Sound like John Lightning.
Turn down your radio, open your windows, open the refrigerator, grab me a beer, Tom, make me a sandwich, and what's on your mind?
No, Tom, better yet, open your refrigerator, put your head in and scream, I'm mad as hell and freezing. I'm mad as hell and freezing. No, maybe not. Hey, Tom, how are you? Did he hang up on me? Tom.
Those bad connections.
I think he took me up on the offer. He's putting his head in the... Tom, you there? Well, we'll give you one more chance.
Well, he's picking up bad vibrations.
I'm picking up bad vibrations.
Something.
You're giving me connection stations. This is 11L Radio New York International. And last chance to call. You can be a star on Radio New York International, the overtime show.
Well, that's not true. We can't even be stars.
You can. Didn't Sly and the Family Stones?
Yes, everybody is a star.
Everyone's a star. Particularly on Radio New York International. We'll try one more time. Antonio Spizzeria. Antonio speaking.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Tom.
Tom, he's back. Tom is back.
Hey, I can dig that. How you doing, Tom?
Good. You put me to sleep.
Another person I put to sleep.
Somebody put me to sleep.
Tom, let me ask you something, and this is personal, so just understand that, you know, were you sleeping with Michael Mann? Because he was sleeping, too.
Who is this, please?
Antonio Spizzeria.
I'm not really sure.
Barry.
Tom.
Barry. Tom.
Barry, good afternoon.
No, it's not afternoon, Tom. But it is your afternoon, I understand, sometimes.
Good afternoon. Yeah, the show was quite well tonight.
We were sick, but the show was well. That's good to know.
So it was received well out there in Radio Land.
Did you know that I was the pilot?
Well, there's a scoop.
You were the pilot on Elton John's Take Me to the Pilot? Take Me...
No? I was the pilot.
Sky Pilot?
Sky Pilot.
Right. Okay, I'm sorry. You're going somewhere with this, Tom? Sorry for interrupting.
Parachute.
Say again?
I had a parachute.
Oh, so you were able to. But they said in the little thing there that the plane never got off the ground.
No, it did get off the ground.
Did it get off the ground?
If it didn't get off the ground, how did it crash?
It could have run into a tree.
Oh, so Tom, you were D.B. Cooper. You got the money.
Operator, what year is this, please? Did I just land in 1922?
I don't know what year. We're totally out of sorts.
I'll have to speak to Peabody and Sherman to find out what year we're in.
You know what this is? Hold on.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission.
Yes, we are controlling transmission. This is the Outer Limits.
Could you please put me back in 1926, please?
26? That's a couple of years before the crash. Was Prohibition in 26? No.
Yes. And the Yankees lost the World Series to the Cardinals in 7.
Damn. I think Buddy Holly was born in 26.
No. I'm not sure.
No.
Operator, there is a down line in my backyard.
Oh, I saw that episode of The Twilight Zone where the woman was talking to her husband because the rainstorm and the lines fell onto the grave, and she was talking to him, and when the repair crew came and fixed it, she couldn't talk to her husband.
And he said, I will do anything you ask.
Something like
that. I will hang up and never speak again.
Right. Anyway, Tom, listen, we got to get out of here.
I'm not really sure we believe that, Tom.
Anyway, Tom, listen, sounds like the meds are kicking in. And, you know, anyway, I got to get out of here because it's late.
Yeah.
It's evening. It's bedtime. It's, you know, time to get out of here. And, you know, I appreciate
Tom,
you.
Perhaps.
I want to know who's calling me at this time of the hour.
Tom.
Goodbye.
Okay. Sorry, Tom. Hey, that's Tom, and we're out of here. And I want to say Thank you, Barry. This was a fun show.
Yes, this was fun, Dave. And hopefully we get to do something like it again, and we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. So this goes out to all you beautiful people out there. This is 11L.
Oh, this is Melanie singing Beautiful People?
I don't know who
beautiful
this is.
Beautiful People.
No, this is another.
You live in the same world that I do.
Who is this artist? Because I think, I don't know who it is, but I like the song.
Okay.
It's if you can guess the song, I will send you Barry socks.
I'm not wearing socks tonight.
Okay, his flip-flops.
Right.
Name it and claim it on R&I.
You just gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world. It's true, it's true, it's true, and I love you. You're so easy to make conversation with, and nobody else can please me that way. No one can say that you're a wallflower, 'cause you've always got something groovy to say. You've just gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world. It's true, it's true, it's true, and I love you. Talk about a girl with a sweet disposition. You ought to have a room full of ribbons and wear them in your hair every day of the week for me. People turn around, they know we're the happiest people today in this whole town. And it's no wonder that they kind of wonder if we're not the grooviest couple around. You just gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world. It's true, it's true, it's true, and I love you.
I have no clue who that is. Who is that? If anyone knows, I'll send you the tune. 718-2. Is it Bobby Goldsboro? Is it Keith 98.6?
Is it Bobby Sherman?
I was going to say maybe Bobby Sherman. I don't know. I don't know. Who is that?
It's driving us crazy.
The station that never lets up. R&I.
Gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world. It's true, it's true, it's true, and I love you.
I love you.
You're so easy to make conversation with, and nobody else can please me that way. No one can say that you're a wallflower, 'cause you. Gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world. It's true, it's true, it's true, and I love you. You're so easy to make conversation with, and nobody else can please me that way. No one can say that you're a wallflower, 'cause you've always got something groovy to say. You've just gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world. It's true, it's true, it's true, and I love you. Talk about a girl with a sweet disposition. You ought to have a room full of ribbons and wear them in your hair every day of the week for me. People turn around, they know we're the happiest people today in this whole town. And it's no wonder that they kind of wonder if we're not the grooviest couple around. You just gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world. It's true, it's true, it's true, and
wide world. It's true, it's true, it's true. I love you. I do, I do, I do. I love you. You just gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world. You just gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world, baby.
Anyway, you listeners are absolutely useless tonight. No one is calling. I believe it's Bobby Goldsboro. I'll bet Barry's shoes that it's Bobby Goldsboro.
I was the one who said that, though.
Okay, well, I think you're right. I think you're right. So I'll give you credit.
Okay. You know, I'll tell you one of the things that kind of tipped me there, Dave.
Yeah.
That little guitar thing where he goes, do-do-do-do-do. That's only something that somebody probably could have done, like a studio musician, like in Nashville or one of those. It just sounds like that to me. You know, it sounds like it came from
Did
there.
The Wrecking Crew get there? It sounds too cheesy for the Wrecking Crew.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
It's the Bobby Goldsboro band, you know, I don't know. Anyway, thank you for whatever. This was fun.
Well, whatever I did.
Well, whatever you did and the tunes you brought, the Buddy Holly cover songs were a combination of Barry and I, and all the other Buddy Holly stuff was from my 15-disc collection. Oh, maybe it's Bobby Goldsboro.
Maybe it's Buddy.
Hey, is this Bobby Goldsboro? Yeah, okay, you hang up. Yeah, that's what I like, you know, getting hang-ups. You know, if you know who it is, call.
It was like it rang, and then as soon as you went, and I don't know how that happens.
Well, I'm going to play another song or two, so we lost one listener.
We're going to play that song five more times.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah.
Then if Andy was up, he would pull out his cell phone, and he'd put his cell phone against it, and it tells you who it is.
Andy is your son. Can't you just drag him out of bed?
No. He's got a long road. He's got to be out in Hempstead.
Oh, okay.
He's got to get on the Long Island Railroad.
Right,
and
I see. You're not an abusive parent. That's good. Very
no,
good.
No,
very
exactly. Good. I mean, my own little self, help me. Tell me what I've fallen. Tell me what the name of the song is. It's not going to work. Anyway, I got to play one more song. Anything you want to end in?
No, I'm going to say goodbye to everybody out there. It was really an immense amount of fun tonight. I enjoy doing this. And Dave and I will be back in 2 weeks with something a little more normal or abnormal, you know, whichever the case is with us.
Perhaps.
I tend to think abnormal is the way you normally go, right?
Yeah. So this was fun. I liked that. I've never done one artist. I really feel like this is WBGO with matrix number 525252, which is the same as matrix number 2155731.
Right. This was take number 14.
You know, right.
Yeah.
And that's the Chick Webb Orchestra.
But you know what? We have all of our listeners. Why don't you send a little feedback to our Radio New York International page on Facebook or whatever? Just give us a little bit of an idea. If you like this idea, maybe you want to suggest some other artists that we can tackle in the future sometime.
Or we can just tackle the listeners.
We can tackle each other.
We can play tackle in the snow.
There we go.
Hey, we got a Super Bowl coming up next week. I'm not on the air.
That's right. Enjoy it, everybody.
I'm not on the air. I don't give a flying Melinda who wins.
No, right. I don't even know. I think who's playing? I think it was Mexico City versus
Argentina.
Yeah, something like that.
They should play the Super Bowl in Yankee Stadium, and they should play it on ice.
Indeed.
That would work for me.
On Keds.
Actually,
with Keds. They can only wear Keds.
I was watching the hockey game at Yankee Stadium today.
Very much fun.
And I kind of nodded out after. When I woke up, they had rugby on. And it was a lot. I was actually enjoying it. You know, I have no clue. But after about 20 minutes of watching rugby, I kind of figured out the rules. So all you people who are foreigners just say, I don't understand baseball. You're full of baloney. It's not that hard to pick up. I picked up rugby. Soccer's not a hard game to figure out.
No, soccer's like, you know, ice hockey without the ice.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So anyway, you're getting out of here.
I am.
Take the magazine. Take your stick.
Yeah. Got it all.
And I'm going to play something off the new Al Anderson album. Al Anderson.
Oh, yes. Very good cut. All right, Dave, everybody, we'll be back in 2 weeks. See you all then.
Some of us will be back in 2 weeks. Not everyone on this planet will be back.
Everybody who listened tonight better be back.
If not, then, I don't know, some line there. But I don't have a comedy writer. Barry's out of here. This is Al Anderson off the brand new album, World Famous Headliners. Al Anderson from NRBQ. Anderson off the brand new CD, World Famous Headliners. Al was that great guitarist from NRBQ, and he was also in a band, The Wild Weeds. Al Anderson, I Can. That's my favorite song of the moment. What a great guitar player Al Anderson is. Fabulous. Hey, here's another tune. This is the hit. This is the power pop hit off the World Famous Headliners featuring Al Anderson. Al lives in Nashville, and basically all these Nashville studio geeks are hanging with him, and they kick, they rock. Al Anderson, the hit. Al Anderson from NRBQ, World Famous Headliners. New music. That's what I missed tonight. I mean, I really had a blast playing Buddy Holly. Really, really good stuff, Buddy Holly. But I got all this new music that's sitting around that I haven't got a chance to sample for you guys. So here's one. Actually, I picked this up over the summer. It's Doug Deming and the Jewel Tones. And it's a cover of Poison Ivy. Remember the Coasters? As I said, the Coasters.
Don't you mess with my girl, please. You'll get wasted down to your knees. I don't like to brag, don't like to say what I do. I'm just like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Every day when I shave, wearing my house coat, too many to hold me, or I'll cut my throat. Yes, I don't like to brag, don't like to say what I do. I'm just like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you.
Show here on R&I, Doug Deming and the Jewel Tones. I like those guys. Good music, music that needs to be heard. But it's not power pop. It is not power pop. Hey, this one goes out to Robert. Robert, listen to the lyrics. It's another boogie, and it's just for you.
Piano del canto, porque también será grande.
New music from Candy Cane, Marijuana Boogie, here on Radio New York International, Marijuana Boogie. Let's see, I got something off a collection that that Robert gave me a while ago. Your collection, Robert, as I was speaking to you a couple of weeks ago, was Blues Collection for Late Night. And what do we got here? We got a tune that I like. This is Duke Robillard. I'm a big fan of Duke. I got a bunch of his tunes, and I've seen him a few times. The Blues Show. The Boogie Woogie Show, all on R&I. Duke Robillard. Sit back, relax. The Overnight Show. Thank you. vocals. Mr. Holmes, no vocals on that. That's an instrumental. Duke Robillard. I'm Dave. I'm your boogeyman. It's 11:59 East Coast time, Sunday night, and we're coming up to midnight. Monday morning, I got to get to work tomorrow, but I'll play one more tune. This is another tune that I've been sitting on. I really like it. It's from my buddy Don Piper. He's in a band called Don Piper Situation. And he was at the studio with Ed Rogers about a year or so ago. And this is one of my favorite tunes that Don has put out. And I think it needs to be, he's still working on remastering it. So cut him some slack. Hey, Tom, you want to remaster this for me? This is a great tune. And it reminds me a little bit of Neil Young and makes me feel good. Don Piper's Situation, Free to Grow, only here on Radio New York International.
Free to go, free to soar.
that's the Don Piper situation. He plays a lot with Ed Rogers, and I've seen Ed on this doing it live, and great song, Don Piper. Got to get out of here. We'll do one more song, and then I'm gone. Oops, that's not what I wanted to do. One more, then I'm out of here. This is R&I. I'm Dave. I'm your boogeyman. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be back again, I guess, Wednesday night. And in 2 weeks, Barry and I will have a full force hurricane just for you of Power Pop.
Bendable. Power Pop. Solid gold.
Oh, I messed
remember.
That up. Try again.
Bendable. Power Pop.
Why? That didn't work.
Gold.
Hold on.
Remember. Bendable. Power Pop.
Wait.
Solid gold.
Wait. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's do this right. It's late, but I've got no excuse.
Dependable
power,
pop. Solid gold. Remember this wonderful golden hit.
Ah, it's the birds. The birds.
We'll meet again. Don't know where. Don't know when. But I know. Smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies make the dark clouds fade away. Some sunny day, hey, 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 hey. Some sunny day, hey, 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 hey. Some sunny day, hey, 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 hey. Again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies make the dark clouds fade away. Some sunny day, hey, 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 hey. Some sunny day, hey, 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 hey.
Dirty old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and fresh, and one thing I know is true, you're gonna die before your time. And one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. Yes, you will. See my daddy in bed.
and you. Oh, you know it, baby, and I know it too, baby.